None of us likes to think of ourselves as a fool. That's a label we reserve for other people. And yet we've all done foolish things in our lives. So how can we avoid foolish mistakes from this point forward? And how can we avoid the impact of those foolish mistakes on our lives and the lives of others? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. Well, it's almost the end of another week, and this is the 15th program in a series that I've called Wisdom That Works. Over these last 3 weeks, we've been stepping our way through the book of Proverbs, plundering it for God's wisdom for our lives, the sort of wisdom that works. Now, as I said a few weeks ago, Proverbs is a collection of wisdom sayings. By and large, it's not a narrative or a story. It's a collection of pieces of wisdom that one of the wisest men who's ever walked this earth gave to his sons as young men. So it's not the sort of book in the Bible that we tend to read from beginning to end, 31 chapters. But I did recently in my own personal devotional time, and took about 3 months to do it. So it wasn't a quick skim read. I read small bits each day and prayed over them and reflected on them. And as if I didn't already know this, I was again blown away at how practical God's wisdom is. Just in the small number of verses we've looked at together over these last 14 programs, 3 weeks almost, I mean, these are real pearls of wisdom, wisdom that works, wisdom that, if we'll just pay heed to it in our lives, is going to make our lives so much better. And why wouldn't the God who loves us and wants to bless us give us wisdom like that? So today, we're discovering more of his wisdom, and this is about how not to be a fool. Now, none of us likes to think of ourselves as a fool, do we? Me? A fool? No. I'm no fool. Fool is a word we reserve exclusively for other people. He's a fool. She, over there, she's a fool. We're never the fool in our own estimation, right? But if I asked you to look back on your life, if I asked you, have you ever done something foolish? Well, of course, all of us have, if we're honest with ourselves. We have. Man, I could write you a list as long as my arm of the foolish things that I've done in my life. And you too, right? We've all done foolish things. And there's not one of us who wouldn't like to avoid that in the future. Imagine if you and I could live the rest of our lives without ever doing a single foolish thing again. Well, I'm not sure if that's achievable. We're all human. But if we can significantly reduce the foolish mistakes that we make from time to time, well, that's not all bad, is it? Better than a poke in the eye with a blunt stick, as they say. So does God have some wisdom for us to help us to do that? Well, absolutely he does. And here it is. Proverbs chapter 12, verses 15 and 16. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to advice. Fools show their anger at once, but the prudent ignore an insult. Now, there are two parts to this bit of wisdom on learning how not to play the fool anymore. One is taking advice, and the other is not flying off the handle at an insult. At first, they may appear to be strange bedfellows, but as I think back over my life, probably 90% of the foolish things I've done are either because I didn't listen to good advice or because I flew off the handle in a moment of anger. So let's have a look at each of these two on their own. First things first, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to advice. Now, to unpack this one, let me tell you about one of the smartest men I've ever met in my life. He's a computer technology guru from Finland, and his name is Heikki. When I was a young officer in the Australian Army, I worked with Heikki, who was a civilian in the computer department of the Central Army Records Office, where we managed all the personnel records and promotions for every soldier in the army. Heikki was senior to me, and pretty quickly, I discovered that this guy was brilliant. He understood information technology in a way that I just didn't. His thoughts and his positions and his ideas and his approaches were very well researched and incredibly well thought out. And in those days, a few of us from the IT department, we'd regularly go down to the pub at lunchtime, and inevitably we'd debate this or that to do with information technology. Now, Heikki was no shrinking violet. He'd argue his position on the subject very strongly. But the moment, the very instant someone convinced him that they had a better idea, a better approach, a better way forward, you know what he'd do? In an instant, he would drop his own idea and take on the new one. He had no pride about his own ideas. He was just looking for the best one. And you know something? I think that's why Hagee to this day remains one of the smartest people I've ever known, because he had no pride about his own ideas. He'd argue them strongly, but instantly, without batting an eye, take on a better idea if he found it. No pride. Fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to advice. It's foolish to think that our own way is always right. Other people have good ideas too. Other people can often see things you and I can't, because their background or their experience or their particular expertise, or perhaps they're not quite as close to a problem or as emotionally involved in the problem as you or I might be. Only the fool ignores good advice. And of course, we have to assess that advice just as Hagee used to. We have to sift it and sort it. But if it's good, then what's the matter with us that we would let our pride get in the road of a better way? Only a fool cuts his nose off despite his face. And when we have pride about our own ideas, that's exactly what we're doing. Friend, this is something I've had to learn. I'm a decisive, action-oriented kind of guy. I have an idea, I think about it, and then I just want to get on and do it. When you're like that, it's hard when someone comes along and says, maybe there's a better way of doing this. But learning to listen, learning to be like Hagee, is one of the smartest investments I've ever made. The second part is just as wise, and actually, it comes back to the same root of pride that stops us from taking good advice. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 16. Fools show their anger at once, but the prudent ignore an insult. The moment someone insults us, the moment someone dents our precious ego, we want to react, don't we? Some people come out punching. Others, depending on their personality type, become withdrawn and detached. Different people react in different ways. But anger, 9 times out of 10, is a reaction of the ego and of pride. Sure, people wrong us sometimes, and I guess we have a right to be angry, but as the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, he says, look, all things are lawful, but not all things are beneficial. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. In other words, we may well be justified in being angry, but the point is that an angry outburst most times is just not going to solve the problem. One of the classics these days is the angry email. People react to something with an angry email, and so the other person sends back an even angrier email, and then they keep throwing grenades from their trenches, and each grenade gets bigger and more lethal in this game of ping pong. And before we know it, relationships are destroyed, and there's an all-out war going on in the office. And so I make it a practice never, ever, ever to send an angry email. Never. Friend, whether it's ignoring good advice or letting anger get in the road of a good outcome, the person who does those things is a fool. God has a name for them. They're called fools. Let's not mince our words. Let's not muck around. They're foolish because they let pride get in the way of a good outcome. And look back on your life, and my hunch is you'll find the same thing as I did. 90% of the things that we've done that are foolish are either about ignoring advice or getting angry. Can you believe how practical God is in his wisdom for us? I mean, this is wisdom that works. It's so easy to get things wrong, to wake up one day and realize we've been playing the fool. Isn't God's wisdom just awesome? It rings so true because it is. It's Wisdom That Works, which, as it happens, is the name of this current series of messages. Wisdom That Works. And you can listen to each of the first 15 messages in this series again right now online at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see today's radio message right there on the homepage. Click on it and you can stream the messages, download the audios or the transcripts, even subscribe to the podcast. Or you can watch this week's teaching on Christianity Works TV. It too is right there on the homepage. And while you're there, check out the treasure trove of other free resources like Fresh, the Christianity Works daily video devotion, words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to your smartphone, tablet or computer each weekday. Because it's all about helping you to live out each and every day in the victory that Jesus came to give you. That's why the ministry of Christianity Works doesn't end here. That website is just such a rich source of resources for you. ChristianityWorks.com. Check it out. Thanks so much for joining me.
I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.